Hello and God bless, and welcome to another Halloween video that most likely you and yours are going to ignore. But regardless, I think it's important for you to just give me a few minutes of your time. For you see, the personification of evil is rampant among us. Evil, especially right now in our day and age, is not just limited to Halloween. I mean, think about it. In schools right now, not even within Halloween, they're allowing drag queens to read to your children. And this is a very demonic drag queen indeed. For I searched this person's Instagram page, and it's demonic to the core. But how do we get to this type of a point where even in schools, teachers abusing and molesting children left and right every day? How did we get to the point in our daily lives as disciples of Christ where our children are being bombarded with wickedness, where Halloween Horror Nights is being promoted as something fun? Where in horror films, you always see demons winning. And you see the demonic glorified, the power of demons glorified, and you see people trying to battle the powers of demons with other powers of demons instead of overpowering those demons by the power of Jesus Christ. How did we get to that point? It's because of our compromise and our walk. It wasn't just overnight. These things didn't just happen overnight. And as you're about to ignore this simple Halloween video here, because I can go into you with the origins, how this month is the rise of the Horn God, and where the Queen of Heaven, Mother Earth, goes to rest, which is Ishtar, and how the Horn God, which goes back to Nimrod, rises, and the Horn Devil takes over. I can go into all of that, but you don't care. I can go into the fact that whenever they would carve pumpkins and some tales and they would put a candle inside, it was to ward off evil spirits. And if you're a disciple of Christ, what business have you with that in your house? Oh, but I want to carve a pumpkin. It's fun. Well, why don't you carve a pumpkin in January, February, March, April, or May? You carve it now because you want to carve a pumpkin to be part of the tradition. I can go into all of that, but you're not going to listen to all of that. You've listened to it many times before, and yet we're here again in 2017 in another Halloween video. How about we just deal with your scriptures, your Bible? Because you see, Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." Is Halloween essentially evil? Yes or no? The consensus would say, yes it is. Are you calling evil good and good evil? That put darkness for light and light for darkness, have you put Halloween as something that is light before your children? That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. You see, I'm not telling you how to parent because each one of us has to parent their children as you see fit. But Ecclesiastes 9:5 says, "For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything." The dead know nothing. This is why Luke 24:5 says, "As they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead?" So if the dead know nothing, and the word of God is telling you, why are you seeking the living among the dead? Why are we in this month of Halloween, with a few days away before that day is celebrating, partaking in these events? Churches that are partaking in these events. We're redeeming the holiday. All of this mumbo jumbo, man. But what do I know? This is just another Halloween video that odds are a lot of people will ignore. At the very least, I want you and your family to make a conscious decision. And as you make that decision, 1 Corinthians 10:21, "Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils." It's not that you dressing your child in a G.I. Joe costume or a Spider-Man costume is going to cause them to all of a sudden be Satan worshippers. That's not necessarily it. And it's not that necessarily by you doing that, you're saying that I'm pledging allegiance to Satan. In my case, I don't touch Halloween at all, but that's not necessarily what I'm saying necessarily either. What I am saying is that a disciple of Christ, as a parent, you have a very big part in their upbringing. And Proverbs 22:6 tells you to train up your child in the way that they should go. And these little compromises that we make when they're growing up, these compromises have an effect on them as they do eventually grow up. And you don't want to be in the position that you've trained up your child to accept something which is not just literally, but blatantly in defiance of God, of Jesus Christ, of the true way, the only way, Jesus Christ. May the Lord rebuke Halloween. May the Lord rebuke witchcraft, hexes, online spells, all of that demonic stuff in the name of Jesus. May God bless you and your family. Consider sharing this with your friends, family members, and churches. God bless.